and welcome in from where we are to where you are. This is the Bag Clan Fantasy Football Podcast. What do you call it? Educated or shortened version? There's a word there that I'm not getting right.
Not adjudicated. No, that's different. It's like adjunct or something. Shortened version.
Yes. Yeah. I'm here, your host, Blake, joined with Rob.
Hey.
We are going to do a quick little news podcast for you guys because we decided to push the recording of the year-end podcast to next week.
Yeah.
Rather than cramming it in this week. So we figured we'd hit the, you know, coaching vacancies, IRs, long-term injuries that we need to keep an eye on the offseason for redraft leagues, and just kind of gab a little bit here about the end of the year, but not getting into like the fun awards and things that we usually
do. Right. We're gonna do that next Friday. We're gonna leave it open. By the way, we'll put probably an official thing out on the text, probably.
Most likely.
But you might hear it here first, I guess. That, you know, we're anybody that wants to come over to
Friday night
here in Cedar Rapids.
A little strange of a date, but yeah, Friday night.
Again, Friday. Sorry, Somsky. It's gonna be a Friday again. You know, to if you want to come, get together and join the final podcast. You know, we're going to go over all the things you guys have put into the survey that went out. Talk about, you know, end of season rewards and all that kind of thing. And, you know, we're not going to talk about Tyler winning because suck that. Yeah. You know, we'll skip over that.
So, yeah. Bam, bam, boom.
Yeah.
This podcast is a little bit slapped together. So that might come across here, especially in this intro. We have like no script or no structure for this one. It's just kind of
us, you know what,
slapdashing this one together. So
let's slapdash.
Yeah. Oops. Also, I'm usually not the one that is the recording person, so my fucking thing is being real dumb.
That's okay. You know, it doesn't matter whether you start off dumb as long as you don't end up dumb.
All righty. So yeah, let's get into talking a bit about some news bits, mainly the news of quarterbacks.
Coaches
leaving, vacancies we have, and then talking about the injuries that we're going to be looking at here.
Sounds good.
Uh-oh.
Dun, 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 dun. Doom. News.
That's what we call a problemo.
It's fine.
Yeah. Interesting. Cool. That's just 100% not working. Love it.
That's fine. Let's move on.
Let's move in. So, yeah. Let's talk. What do you want to talk about first, Rob? You want to talk about injuries or player news?
Let's talk about news and coaching, and then we'll go into injuries.
All right.
And whatnot. So,
as everybody, I'm sure we're all well aware, there are 5 coaching positions, head coaches, a lot of coordinators, GMs, that we don't really care too much about those until the season gets a little bit closer. Then we care a little more about coordinators.
Right, right.
But the head coach really sets the whole culture, the pace for a team.
Yeah, just ask Detroit about that.
Yeah, go Detroit, go Dan. So let's hit on probably the most obvious one first, Rob, the Denver Broncos.
Right.
Fired Nathaniel Hackett after week 15 or 16.
I don't know. It was late in the season.
I believe it was week 16, because then they played 3 more games after that.
Then it would have been 15, because 16, 17, 18.
Yep, 16, yeah. 17, 18.
Yeah.
With Russell Wilson there, Russell Wilson's contract is huge.
They can't get rid of him.
Can't get rid of him.
Right.
I don't know, like, you know, there's been floating in there that Sean Payton.
Well, they got permission to talk to Payton. Yep. And he's going to interview, I think, I want to say Tuesday. At least next week, after the first wild card, super wild card weekend.
Yeah.
And Peyton did say if he was going to come back, he wanted to have a quarterback in place. So for me, I don't think he's going to go to Denver because there isn't a quarterback in place. I'm sorry, Russell Wilson. You're not a quarterback any longer. I give you the benefit of the doubt. I thought, much like with Allen Robinson, that it was where you were at that was the problem. No. It is not. We saw your replacement, who has been a backup his entire life, do better than you did your last year there. So sorry, I think Russell is done. So I think Peyton's not dumb. I don't think he goes there.
I don't think he goes there.
He'll take the interview, but I don't think he ends up in Denver. Maybe I should turn that down.
Denver is a weird. I mean, if you look at Russell's last couple games after the Nathaniel Hackett firing,
he did better.
Well, he also looked better. Like, because most of the year, it looked like they were trying to – Hackett was running Aaron Rodgers offense. You're a packet passer. You make audibles with your eyes on the field. You stay in the pocket. You throw the ball. Russell Wilson still that kind of passer.
And maybe that's the case. Maybe it's the offense, what was implemented. But, God, he just threw so many picks and so very little touchdowns this year.
Yeah.
I mean, he was at the beginning of the year. I mean, I drafted him like an idiot, but he was everybody's darling. Oh, you can get this guy in the 10th round, and he's a possibility of a top five quarterback this year. Now, he was bottom five, maybe worse.
Yeah. So, what is that going forward with Russell Wilson there and what we kind of know what we're getting out of him in Denver?
Yeah.
With a new coach coming in, how does this affect the pass catchers?
I don't think it affects them a whole lot. I think, obviously, Jerry Jeudy looks better than he did. Just because coming in, he was going to play second fiddle to Sutton, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had kind of disappointed a little bit the year before. And, it was like, oh, the young guy with the potential. He actually showed that he can play in the league and be really effective, even with a terrible quarterback. Sutton's going to be Sutton. Sutton's still a really good player. If you're right, and that it was the offense, the game, what they had implemented, and they can bring somebody in, they can like cater it to Russell, which I don't think Hackett did. I think he tried it.
And that's the whole thing, like, because they hired Hackett before they traded for Russell.
Agreed.
Because they've hired Hackett, the OC, former for Green Bay, trying to lure Aaron Rodgers down to Denver.
Correct.
Because, hey,
you're going to play with your OC. And then he stayed, and then they made the trade. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so that was kind of doomed to fail maybe from the beginning. I don't know, but fool me once. Since we're talking redraft, I am not drafting him.
No, me either. But does it drop? We can move on here in a second, but does it drop your ADP for Courtland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, even Greg Dulcich, who got a lot of work even on a floundering offense this year?
I know it doesn't, because it's the offensive production has to come from somewhere. And I still think that Jeudy and Sutton are both okay. They're not going to be number ones. Like, you don't want Sutton as your number one.
Yeah.
You're probably not even your two, but Sutton and Jeudy are really solid threes.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you can get them. So Sutton was like maybe a sixth round pick. It's going to drop him. Yes.
Okay.
And same with Jeudy. But if you can get that kind of receiver, let's say in the ninth round, I think you're fine.
Yeah, until proved differently, you're not going to look to Denver for your caliber of like A.J. Brown, C.D. Lambs.
There you go. 100% true. Where you were hoping that was going to be the fact this year, that you were like, oh, let me take that dice roll on Courtland Sutton, then he's going to be, a top 15 guy because all of a sudden he's got a quarterback that doesn't suck. No, he does have a quarterback that sucks. So we'll see if they can get it out of him next year.
All righty. Indianapolis Colts.
I mean,
fired Frank Reich middle of the season.
Yeah.
Had Jeff Saturday take over. Looked decent the first couple of weeks he was out there. And then.
Sure, they got that spark of the new guy. Let's play for him. And then the talent showed through that they didn't have.
Went down in flames. Pretty terrible.
Yeah.
I do like on this website I'm looking at, it tells you some good about going to the Indianapolis Colts and then the bads of going to the Indianapolis Colts as a head coach.
Right.
The bad is the owner is a nut job. And of course. So I love that.
That is good.
But yeah, I mean, you're sitting there with the Colts. Jonathan Taylor, who was disappointing this year.
Because of injury.
Yep.
When he was in, he played very well.
Michael Pittman, Paris Campbell, Alec Pierce, all really good receivers. You have a ton of tight ends on this roster with Jelani Woods. The other guy, I forget, and then Mo Alley Cox.
Yeah.
A ton of big guys. And then
they're probably going to let Mo Cox go.
You should have. You had a good offensive line last year.
Yes, and then all of a sudden it, deteriorated. So What they need to do is build that offensive line and get a quarterback.
Yeah.
Stop buying retreads. Do not get a Derek Carr. Do not get a retread. Draft a God bless you quarterback. They've been this team has been searching for quarterback ever since Andrew Luck abruptly retired.
Yes.
Below the age of 30, which no quarterback does. He's not coming back, guys. Draft somebody. You've got the building blocks, and you need offensive line help, obviously. Defense is decent enough. I mean, we saw they stayed in games a lot because of the defense until the offense just blew it. I mean, look at the Dallas game, for example. They stayed in that game until the fourth quarter, and then their offense just turned the ball over continually, and then Dallas won by 30, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they stayed with Dallas through the third quarter because their defense is so good.
Yeah, and as far as looking to towards next year in your redraft leagues, I don't think you really change anything as far as the pieces on this team. You keep an eye on what Jonathan Taylor goes in his progression in the offseason with the injuries he had, but I also don't even think that's very much. But these receivers, you're going to get what you got out of them this year.
Yes,
next year.
Pittman, you're drafting the same spot. The tight ends, you're probably elevating. You already mentioned the other receivers. Paris Campbell.
Paris Campbell's back, it looks like.
I mean,
dare I say, he didn't get injured this year.
He did not get injured. He was always a darling in the preseason. You're like, oh, I'm going to draft this guy, and they got hurt second game.
Catastrophically. 2 years in a row.
Year endings.
Yeah.
And he made it the whole year. So Paris Campbell's a guy that you can trust. The tight ends, I believe, are usable.
As a Jelani Woods holder in Dynasty, I'm excited.
Yeah, well, I think the other guy who we can't think of because I have him in Dynasty.
Yeah, he's a big dude. They had three massive men.
They literally switched this season. It would be Jelani Woods would have a game, and then the other guy. Jelani Woods and the other guy.
And Morelli Cox. And always one of them was inactive every week. So it was
craziness. But yes, if they can get their quarterback, which I believe they can in the first round this year, draft a rookie, groom him, do it. I think they can make a move, but we'll see. What else we got?
So I'm just looking at the draft order for 2023.
Well, you seeing where the Colts are at?
Where the Colts are sitting at.
Oh, did they trade any first-round pick for any of these stupid quarterbacks they took the last 2 years?
Don't know. So let's see. Let me scroll through. Colts are at 4.
They're number 4?
Number 4.
So if they want a quarterback, they can get one.
Yeah, so they are – in front of them is – at 3 is the Cardinals, at 2 is the Texans, and at 1 is the Bears.
Okay, Bears aren't drafting a quarterback.
Shouldn't.
Texans probably are.
Probably.
And the Cardinals are not.
Correct.
So if you got one you like, you're probably getting one of the top two.
Ooh, Paris Campbell is a free agent going into 2023.
They should sign him because he's done well, but – I would be fine if Dallas signed him.
Oh, yeah, that'd be amazing.
Oh, right.
All righty. So next up at number 3, we have the Arizona Cardinals. Ooh. Fired Cliff Kingsbury on Tuesday morning, I believe.
I think you're right.
This last week. Number 3, pick in the draft, is like we said.
I mean,
Kyler Murray, catastrophic ACL shredding.
Yes.
Late in the season. So I don't.
Should be back.
Should be.
Should be. And here we talked about Sean Payton. With the first team.
Yes, he's
with Denver.
He will not be going to Arizona.
He said that it came out this week that he was really enamored with Kyler Murray.
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either. I don't think he would go there, but that is a quarterback in play that conventional wisdom says is a top 10 guy.
Yeah, but if you look at zoom out a little bit.
I know.
The rest of the Arizona team is a trash heap. Their defense was abysmal this year.
Correct.
Zach Ertz is an older tight end and had a
catastrophic injury. They've already come out and said they pretty much want to trade D-Hop.
And D-Hop is an older receiver, and they are looking to get rid of him. So yes. Otherwise, you're sitting there with Hollywood Brown and Greg Dortch as your two best receivers going into 2023.
And a Zach Ertz who's old and was hurt this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a running
agree,
game.
I agree, but that came out, and who was that floated by? Probably somebody who liked the Cardinals.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Cardinals are a hard team.
It's
for drafting fantasy assets. The running game, I mean, James Conner was serviceable again this year.
But he got hurt a lot this year.
Yes.
Which everybody thought was going to happen last year, and then he was like, Mr. Touchdown and like, oh, he got drafted earlier than expected, and then he came back down to earth this year. Now he's on the high side of 20s. What is he, 28, 29? I don't even know what he is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I might be overestimating.
And I'm not looking. I think he's like 27.
Fine, whatever. I don't believe in him anymore.
Yeah, and you know, J.J. Watt retires. The defense is, like I already said, not that great.
Correct.
I don't know. The Cardinals are going to be a hard team.
They boot a Baker, which is their best defender.
So I don't know. Hollywood Brown was good, but
he was.
I don't. It's going to be
Rondell Moore. If he was hurt, pretty he like played what, 3 games this year.
Yeah.
If he's healthy, he's great in the slot, but that's also the dirt spot. So who knows? But yeah, they just don't have an alpha. If you think of Hollywood's the alpha, then why did Baltimore trade him?
I don't know.
Right?
Because
I don't think he's an alpha. I think he's a two. I think he's a really good two.
I think, yeah. Well, he did well when Hop was still suspended. Well,
because there was nothing.
Well, there's still going to be nothing. Okay. And the last thing I'll say with the Cardinals is I think you have to look at what Kyler Murray's prognosis is going into the preseason.
Oh, his prognosis is I'll be great for 9 games and then I will suck for the final 8.
Well, I mean,
I'll either be hurt or be terrible.
Yeah.
That's been his mode for the last 2 years.
But he's also never had an ACL tear.
Also true.
Which he's a very mobile quarterback.
Does that slow you down?
Does it slow you down? Does your conditioning in the offseason get you back to where you are? I doubt it. We usually don't see that from literally any player.
The
at least right off the bat.
The severe knock on Kyler Murray is that he's a high school quarterback. That he doesn't play within the system per se, that he freewheels it. That he rolls out when it doesn't call for it and throws on the run and does all kinds of crazy stuff, which is what we've seen.
But there's also going to be
The reason he would throw picks and get a lot of sacks and all that kind of stuff is because he did not stay on script, because he relies too much on his athleticism. So, and exactly, he's not going to be run and shoot.
Yeah.
So the Kingsbury system, it's going to be whoever comes in. Don't know.
It's going, I think, kind of a theme that we've been doing is the ADP for the other fantasy assets on this team. I think they drop.
I do.
Drop a few spots going into this season.
Until we find out who the coach is. Yeah.
Next up, didn't we talk about the Colts already?
We sure did.
I skipped ahead. Texans. Let's talk about the Texans.
Sure. Why not? Lovie Smith. See ya.
Lovie Smith.
You and your gray beard can go away.
One last farewell letter. Letter to the Bears.
Chicago, enjoy your first round pick. Yeah. I mean, your number one pick. We'll take two.
Yeah, way to go. So, yeah, Texans. Oh, trash season. A lot of upside, though, in the running game.
I mean, Damian Pierce was great until he got hurt.
Damian Pierce was really good and carried a lot. I wish I don't have all the bumpers, but he did take a big load.
He took a big load, yes. He took a big load, and then once he was gone, they didn't really have a running game.
So, yeah, number two pick, biggest needs, they're looking at quarterback, offensive line, defensive line. I mean
everything.
It's
yes.
bad. It's bad there.
It's, you know, you thought David Mills going to the season, you thought, you know what?
He was good.
Of the rookies,
last year.
He, you know, him and Mac Jones had the better situation, better team. Mac Jones did all right. You thought about David Mills, like, especially at the end of the season, you know, really did well. He should, like, no. He regressed. Then they played this, oh, we're going to play David Mills here, and then we're going to get the running quarterback, and blah, 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 blah. You play two quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback. And that's why Lovie's gone. I believe at the second pick, they're taking a quarterback.
Brandon Cooks is gone.
Probably he doesn't want to be there. He already said, I don't want to be part of a rebuild.
Yeah. Brandon Cooks is gone. He was extremely disappointed that they didn't trade him.
Yeah. They had a deal with Dallas during the trade deadline.
Yeah.
But Dallas wanted them because he had like a $18, $20 million thing. And Dallas wanted Houston to take some of that.
Right.
And they wouldn't do it. Well, so he didn't go. Otherwise, Dallas would have had Brandon Cooks at the trade deadline.
That would have been fun.
Yeah. That would have been the thing.
Um,
fuck you, Houston.
Jordan Akins.
You know what?
Tight end for Houston, a lot of work in the latter half of the season.
Correct.
Looked really good, a young guy. He's not a rookie. I think he's his second year.
Second or third.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a future there. Their other receivers.
Nico Collins.
Nico hurt a lot during the year, but when he was healthy, showed.
Yeah.
So there's some future there. And they've got a guy. Don't they have a guy that was hurt at the beginning of the year? Or not hurt. Had like some kind of physical thing. So he didn't play the whole year. Was that him or the Titans? No, I think that was him. He has a M in his name. God bless.
Was he a rookie?
He was a rookie. He had like some kind of ailment. Like... that didn't allow him to play, and he's gotten cleared and will be like,
oh, Derek Stingley Jr.
No, there's an M in his name.
John Mechie.
Yes.
John Mechie the Mechie. Third.
Is he with the Texans?
He is.
That's the guy. He was a second round pick. Yes.
I don't know, but I do remember him now.
Okay. So he's cleared to play. He could be a thing for them. You pair him with Nico Collins. You might have two good receivers because Mechie coming out was the big thing, but then he...
Oh, leukemia.
There you go. Okay, I knew it was a thing that wasn't like an injury. It was like a... There you go. Thank you. I'm sure people who knew are like yelling right now. Like, yeah. It's leukemia. It's John Mechie. I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't remember everything.
Yeah.
I was on the right trail. There was an M and...
Diagnosed in July, has a chance to be ready for the start of the offseason programs in April.
There you go.
He's still receiving treatment, but they are teams totally behind him. Second round draft pick.
There you go. Second round. See?
Yep.
I knew my shit.
I totally forgot about him, but yeah, I definitely remember the name.
Right. So that could help. They need a signal caller, so we'll see.
Yeah. You know, going into the season, I don't think you move.
And by the way, they're not in the sweepstakes for Sean Payton. They would like to be. Yeah. But he's not going to rebuild. So. No,
but I don't think you move Damian Pierce from like a RB2 kind of rankings overall.
No.
And
in fact, you leave him where you drafted him before because he was a rookie. It actually increases because
yes,
you saw with terrible quarterback play, he still did his thing.
Yeah, and I think Nico Collins is a kind of a like a flex two flyer.
Yes.
And Jordan Akins, I think, is probably where he finished this season at like tight end 8 or 9.
Yeah, he's around that 8 to 12 spot in a two tight end league. You want him. If you're streaming tight ends, based on your matchup, he's a good play. You know, if you decide to wait till the end to get a tight end and you're just gonna stream the shit, he's a great play. So,
all right.
Lastly,
last coach vacancy we have to talk about is the Carolina Panthers.
Ooh, okay.
Defense decent,
okay.
Overall,
okay.
A very interesting quarterback position. DJ Moore, who apparently is an integral piece to the entire offense.
It's
according to the Panthers. That's what they said.
According to anybody, he's their best offensive player.
But like during the trade, they're like, "Oh, we're not going to trade DJ Moore. He's integral to the Panthers in their future." Yeah. Okay, wild. Okay. And then you've got two running backs there: Deonta Foreman, a free agency acquisition last year.
Yeah,
and Chuba Hubbard, a second year.
I believe you're right.
Second year running back,
and I think they need to keep both. Both showed up. Both had good games, depending on the opponent. I think you got to have both because Chuba Hubbard is more like the pass catching guy and a little more shifty, but Deonta Foreman, I mean, that guy is like Derrick Henry Jr.
Yeah.
He gets ahead of steam. He's gone and he breaks tackles.
It was fun in the right matchup watching them go off.
Yes. I mean, the thing about Deonta Foreman is he either got you 100 yards or he got you 25.
Yeah.
Right. In the wrong matchup, he didn't do anything because they got behind and threw more and blah, blah, blah. But if they were ahead or even, oh, God, he just ran like a crazy person.
So let me ask you, Rob.
Yeah.
DJ Moore, in a redraft.
Oh, God. You're taking a shot.
But when?
Well, it depends who the quarterback
is. When do you take your shot?
It depends who they settle on quarterback. Are they going to go with
Sam Darnold?
Darnold, or are they drafting somebody?
I don't know.
Right.
Because so, you're looking at fucking...
I will say with Sam Darnold, it seemed like they went to DJ Moore, or like he went to DJ Moore more. Went to DJ Moore more.
But like, if you had DJ Moore on your team in fantasy this year, you had, what, 3 weeks?
You were up and down.
Three or 4 weeks out of the entire season where he would have made a difference in your lineup.
And otherwise he hurt you.
Yes.
Yes.
Actively.
Actively hurt you.
Panthers are at pick 9.
I mean,
yeah. So
DJ Moore is the only top 6 round guy I would take from that team.
Okay. I think that's a little high.
I would take him in the 6th.
Maybe. I'd have to look and see kind of what we took, what our team.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Our league took 6th, 7th, but somewhere in there. The mids. And then the running backs you're going to take later.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Does Terrace Marshall Jr. Lockjaw himself.
Lockjaw.
Does he
find, DMJ, I mean.
Yeah, does he find a way onto a roster? Like, you know, we draft for 16 rounds.
Yeah.
Does he find a way? Because he did not get drafted this year or correct. Last year. Does he get drafted in a redraft, like in like round 12 to 15 or something like that?
Yes, at the end of a draft, or like this year, goes undrafted and somebody picks him up as a free agent. Again, depending on the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, let's say they get a vet. Let's say that Carolina gets David Carr.
Derek Carr.
That guy. God, I always say David Carr.
Every single time.
Right? Because he's the guy that was the earlier guy that played for the Texans and sucked and is now on NFL Network. Whatever. Derek Carr. If Derek Carr goes to Carolina, then yes, I would. And I would upgrade, the whole offense. It just depends who's the quarterback. Is it Sam Darnold? Is it a rookie? Is it Derek Carr? Whatever. I don't know. All right.
Okay. That is
all the coaching.
Got. That's all we got for coaches.
Injuries?
No. First, we're going to move into the teams that are lacking a quarterback due to moving.
Okay. Let's do it.
And or questions. Really, right. there's one major one and then one questionable one that I have written down.
Well, Jets?
Oh, three then. Derek Carr. Carr has officially stepped away from the Raiders organization. Well, he
said goodbye.
Said goodbye. Yeah. They do not want him, as everybody could tell from the move to Stidham in the last week.
So they didn't have to pay him in case he got injured. Right.
So, Rob, give me your top three landing spots for Derek Carr. You don't need to explain, just your top three rapid fire go.
Top three rapid fire go?
Yeah. Landing spots for Derek Carr.
Green Bay.
Okay, next.
Is one. It's not my number one. It's just one of them. Because Favre could move on.
Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, did I say Favre?
Yeah, you did.
I am old and decrepit. Drink.
You need some water? Christ almighty.
Because Aaron Rodgers can move on. Sorry. You know why I said that? Because your wife mentioned Favre earlier. Yeah. The Jets already said they would do whatever they could to get a veteran quarterback or pay whatever. Jets.
And number three.
Carolina.
Colts.
Colts already said they are not buying a veteran.
That's what they've done. It's their MO.
But they said they're not buying a veteran. And so even the message that said that today, the little thing, said that means Derek Carr is out. So I believe that. So that's why I'm going Carolina.
All right. Those for our listeners there at home, as you listen to this part of the podcast, text into the group chat.
Do it.
Or leave a comment on our Twitter. We have a Twitter.
We do.
It's,
none of you assholes use it.
It's Bad Clan Fantasy, I think, on Twitter. I don't fucking know. But text us and say, hey, who you think or where you think the boy will land, Derek Carr.
Right. All right. Next.
My top two is probably the Jets or Houston.
I just don't think Houston will make that move because they're dumb.
All right. So the next one, Aaron Rodgers. kind of hit on it. He might be moving. Well, fuck, he was maybe moving on from Green Bay last year.
Who knows? Well, by the way, it came out today he's going to take his time. So your thing about him doing it this week on...
yeah, on the Pat McAfee show.
Not going to happen. Because it came out today that he's... that Green Bay came out and said, Aaron's going to take his time.
Yeah, we'll see. Because McAfee already confirmed that Aaron Rodgers is going to be
on his show. Yeah, but he's not going to say anything.
He's going to be on his show on Tuesday.
No, he's going to be a little bitch and stretch it out because he's a fucking diva.
I guess...
Where's he going?
Or do you think he's going to retire?
No, he won't retire.
Will he take a year off?
No, he won't take a year off.
Okay. So he's either going to be in Green Bay or somewhere else, is what you're saying.
I say somewhere else.
Where? Number one place.
Vegas.
Vegas, agreed. 100%. He's going to go reunite with Devontae Adams.
100% true.
Raiders are going to re-sign Josh Jacobs.
Yep.
And they're going to be a fucking Super Bowl contending team.
Yes. Agreed.
It's going to be super annoying.
I have no number two because I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, sorry, AFC West. I'm not that.
No, fuck you.
All right, injuries. A lot of them.
Oh, God, so many.
A lot of injuries. And so we're going to...
I mean, this year that affects next year. That's what
I've
we're
got a few
about.
Injuries here on this list that we don't have to go in depth on any of these, really. I just kind of want to list them and, you know, keep them fresh in people's minds.
Sure.
Things you need to keep in consideration for the offseason, things you need to keep in
mind. And I want to comment as you go.
So, first one, the most near and dear to my heart, Breece Hall.
Oh, yeah, for the Jets.
Came out the gate, rookie from Iowa State, hot.
Hot.
As like a rookie.
Like lava.
A rookie of the year contender.
100%
player rookie of the year contender immediately. And then in what, like week six or seven, something like that?
Somewhere in there.
Tears his ACL out for the season. Very disappointing.
Should be back next year.
The question is he going to be back in time?
He'll be back in time. Will he be the number one guy? Because they muddled through without him. That's the question you got to answer in a redraft next year is, where do you put him? Do you put him where he was when he was playing? Which was, what, a top eight guy? Or do you less that because, you know, he had other guys step up, sort of? I don't know. There's a lot of backs there. I still think he's the guy, and I would, if I had the chance to take Breece Hall in the second round, I'm fucking doing it.
Seven games played.
Yeah.
Two games started.
Okay.
80 attempts for 463 and four touchdowns.
Yeah, again.
Averaging 66 yards per game, a long of 62 yards.
And he was getting catches, too.
Yes.
So I'm taking him in the second round if I can.
15 carries of his 80 attempts were 10-plus.
Yeah, that's insane. And that's a guy you want on your team. So for me, he's my second-round running back.
So let's talk about an additional kind of second round talent running back. Also a horrific knee injury, Javonte Williams in Denver. The running back that I'm part of this group as well. Loved the skill, loved the talent. Just needed the opportunity in Denver. Quit having veteran running backs in front of the guy.
And they let him go.
They let Melvin Gordon go finally.
And they have garbage.
So, but. That's the type of injury we saw there is the same. It was Cam Akers-ish, wasn't it?
It's just an ACL.
Wasn't it?
Well,
yeah, it was Cam Akers who was...
Cam Akers was an Achilles.
Was it?
Yes.
Ah, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is where I'm... This is
Devontae Williams is ACL.
This is the only time I miss Tyler because
he knows
this kind of bullshit.
I just told you. Devontae Williams was an ACL.
There's another running
back. Cam Akers was a Achilles.
There's another running back that came back that you could compare this injury to who came back this year, and I don't remember who it was.
Well, let's move on.
Anywho, be aware of Javonte Williams because it's going to be iffy if he will be back ready to go week one or week two.
I think he will be because he got hurt so early in the year. An ACL is about a... let's say 8 to 10 month thing.
And I think it's pushing towards the 10 months.
Well, if he got hurt at the beginning of the year.
No, I'm saying to come back fully as you were before.
It's 10. I mean, ACL does. You're right. I think he'll be fine. He may be slow coming out of the gate first 2 weeks. And then They have nothing. They, like you said, they let Butthole go.
Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon. And now they have garbage. They had to take a guy off the freaking Saints practice squad to get a goddamn running back to play for them.
All right, Jonathan Taylor. We kind of mentioned him at the top of the show.
Yeah, not worried.
Not worried at all.
Not
next season.
He got hurt. But when he was available, 100 yards, touchdowns, he was awesome. Give this guy a goddamn competent quarterback, and he'll be fine.
Dealt with an ankle injury.
Now, because of what happened, he's not the first round pick like he was last year. I think that goes to other running backs that have proven themselves, but he's still a top three guy.
Yeah.
So, not worried.
We talked about Kyler Murray.
Yeah. There's a reason I traded him after winning Dynasty with Kyler Murray and did not have him in year two because I do not like Kyler Murray as a quarterback.
Okay.
All right.
Stick on mobile quarterbacks here. Lamar Jackson. Missing his sixth straight game here in the playoffs.
Yeah, they downplay this like it was not a big deal, but it is a big deal. It is a knee injury. He is not going to play this week. They're probably going to get booted out of the playoffs. And then he'll be back next year. But unless this team brings people around him, Lamar can't do it all. And I'm going to tell you this. A running quarterback cannot make it very long in this league if he doesn't have A, more talent around him, or B, does not develop his throwing ability. We saw what happened to Cam Newton.
Yeah.
There's a reason I call him Scam Newton.
He also got beat up.
And what's happening to Lamar? He's getting beat up.
I don't think he got as beat up as Cam Newton did. Cam Newton basically had paper bags as an offensive line.
Also true. But here's what I'm saying. Lamar Jackson will not make it two more years if they don't change the way that offense is run. If they don't get some receivers that can separate, if he's only throwing to tight ends, and they only are going to cobble together running backs, I'm sorry, he's not going to last. And he's not worth the money that he wants them to pay him as he's, what do you want to say? He has no agent. He's
self-represented.
Thank you. Representing himself. Thank you.
Nailed it.
You nailed it.
While we're on the subject there, Mark Andrews, started off the season extremely hot and then dealt with a knee and shoulder injuries all year long.
Yeah.
Nothing catastrophic. Just keep an eye on it going forward. And that whole offense is a situation.
Here's the thing about Mark Andrews going forward. Isaiah Likely has shown himself to be a really good player.
Yeah, likely a starter.
Likely a starter on any other team. So the value of Andrews goes down, in my estimation. In fact, wasn't he like everybody thought he was the number one tight end coming in this year? Because he's the magic guy, and Kelsey's like 30. Fuck that guy.
Kelsey's 32.
Oh, plus Tyreek Hill's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. They'll just triple team Kelsey. He can't do shit.
What a miscalculation.
What a miscalculation, yes.
All right. Let's talk about tight ends again real quick. I got two on this list. Zach Ertz. We kind of mentioned him early. We can talk about him quick. Really is not much to say. It's a bad injury. This can take a lot of recovery time, especially for an elder tight end. Keep an eye on him. The Cardinals, I don't think it's out of the cards for them to move on from him.
Agree, because they drafted
James Mitchell? Or is that Detroit?
No, they drafted a guy.
Trey McBride.
McBride.
Yep.
Who was like one of the top tight ends coming in, and he actually did pretty well. So I think, if you have him, so redraft, who cares? You're going to take McBride. If you have him in Dynasty, get rid of him.
Yeah, you're looking at me on that one.
You have him?
Yeah.
Yeah, get rid of him.
I was riding him all year. It was really disappointing when he died. Yeah,
get rid of him.
Kyle Pitts.
All right. Ooh.
Kyle Pitts. Bat injury. I actually don't remember what it was, but he was put on
IR. Knee? I think knee.
Was a knee injury.
All right. So Kyle Pitts is a tough call.
Knee injury after 10 weeks.
Yeah. So he missed, you know, a lot of the year. Obviously, they're done with what's his name?
What? Oh, Mariota?
Mariota. Thank you. The Riddler.
I don't know how I can.
I don't know how you got that.
Just look at you and be like,
that's the guy I'm thinking of.
Who is he thinking about?
Yeah. The Riddler is the quarterback going into next year. That's just happening. Right? Yeah. They didn't draft him to not play him. Does he throw to Kyle Pitts? I just don't know. And that team.
You know what that team is? This is
hot garbage. What? Oh.
That team's dead.
They are dead.
I decided to try bumper again.
You know, they have one good player. Who's that player, Blake?
Tyler Allgeier?
Yeah.
Nailed it. I'm so good at
this. Last couple weeks, he was over a buck, like, two of the last 3 weeks of the year. So, yeah.
All right. I got two more names on this list.
All right, let's go.
They're both quarterbacks.
All right.
Let's talk about the easy one first.
Okay.
Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford, the last half of the season.
Neck injury, right?
A lot of issues, neck and spinal cord. He was on and off the concussion protocol. Yeah. I mean, obviously balled out last year.
Yeah.
Didn't.
Who won the Super Bowl?
The whole team did not look good from game one. And then, you know, they didn't like Cam Akers. They loved Cam Akers.
Oh, God.
They traded for Baker Mayfield. They love Baker Mayfield. Sean McVay is maybe going to be gone this year. Maybe he's going to stay. What the fuck is going on in L.A. with the Rams?
All right, here's what's going on. All the quarterbacks that they had prior, they're done with. Bryce, whatever.
Hopkins,
gone.
Is that right?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Whatever guy that was the other guy, gone. Baker Mayfield's a backup to Matt Stafford. They're going to let Matt Stafford, because they have money invested in him, come back. You're going to get
Bryce and Hopkins.
Thank you. Whatever.
It's got an N in there.
You're going to get shut up. You're going to get Cooper Kupp back. Because you spent money, you're going to get Allen Robinson back. You've got a tight end who actually, Higby, who was actually pretty good.
Yep.
I don't know if
the Rams need an offensive line.
Also true.
Losing Whitworth to retirement.
After the Super Bowl. Their offensive line is terrible. And they're going to get
Aaron Donald will be back.
Aaron Donald will be back. Should be healthy. I do believe that number five, corner. Come on.
Oh, Jalen Ramsey
is falling off.
I think he's been falling off for a couple years now.
He's still a good corner. He's not the shutdown guy he used to be.
Not the bee's knees.
I think they'll be better than obviously this year.
Yeah,
assuming they're healthy. And assuming they commit to Cam Akers. But there's a reason that the coach wanted to think about it, right?
Yeah, and he's had a lot of off-the-field things happen in his life recently that we don't need to go into. But
right, he did. You're correct. So,
all right, last one, Trey Lance.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this one's hard.
This is hard.
Trey Lance, I mean, Garoppolo signed a one-year deal, so he's going to be...
At the beginning of this year.
He's another quarterback that could be literally anywhere next year, depending on who's going to pay him. Fuck, he could be in the Jets.
Possible.
I think that's his most likely landing spot.
Yeah.
Or Carolina, but I doubt that one a little bit less.
I do, too.
Brock Purdy, you know, say what you want, and if Tyler was here, I'd probably be fighting him right now.
He'd be like...
Brock Purdy is a good quarterback. Yes, the system allows him to be a good quarterback. Sure. He has the weapons, but you can say that about anybody.
The system allow Garoppolo to be a good quarterback, for fuck's sake.
I think Garoppolo is actually a good quarterback in general. I mean, he's better than Davis Mills. He's better than Andy. He's better than Sam Darnold. He's better.
But you're not helping.
He's better than Matt Ryan was this year. He's better than anybody on the Jets roster was this year at all.
Okay.
He's better than a lot of teams that have a quarterback. I think he's better than Andy Dalton. He would have done better in New Orleans.
Saying he's like number 22. That there's 10 quarterbacks he's better than.
That's the 10 I named off the fucking cuff.
Well, you actually named 6, but I gave 4 more.
I think he could play just as well as Geno Smith did in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, keep going.
I think he plays the same kind of ball as Kirk Cousins does. I don't know if he's better per se, but he plays the same game.
Kirk Cousins does have a better arm.
Anyway, Garoppolo is going to be gone.
Correct.
Brock Purdy is a good quarterback. And like I said before, in his second week as a starter, we've seen quarterbacks come from nowhere and be in the prominence talking points.
Sure.
Dak Prescott, right. Tom Brady, et cetera,
sure,
et cetera.
Sure.
I think he's proved that he deserves a place on this roster. Number 2, probably behind Trey Lance because of the capital invested in Lance.
That and the ability of Lance to run and all that. So also it will depend on how far they go in the playoffs.
So I want you to talk about Trey Lance. Talk about him and his game, because I have no idea what it is. I don't know if you do.
I do.
Talk about him.
So his game is he has a cannon for an arm. His accuracy is sometimes questioned. The first game he played this year was against Chicago. And it was awful.
Yeah, rain hell.
Because it rained hell. And then he got hurt in the second game, so nobody knows. Right? He is a great option quarterback, meaning if you do a read option with him, you cannot tell what's going on, and he will run. He could easily on a play. So you know how great
Fields.
19.
Samuel. Debo.
Debo is for San Francisco, right?
Just trying to
double and he was hurt a lot this year, and that hurt them, right?
Yeah.
So if Trey Lance was healthy all year, if you did a read option where you had the running back, Debo in the backfield and Trey Lance, you could not know who was going to fucking take the ball running. And they're all fast as hell. So I believe they would have been better this year if Trey Lance would have been healthy all year. And he's got a cannon for an arm. His accuracy is the thing that was questionable.
All right.
It just depends. If San Francisco was very far in the playoffs with Brock Purdy,
yes, so
that changes everything.
So if San Francisco, let's go in ascending order here.
Yeah.
San Francisco makes it to the AFC or NFC Championship and loses. Who's the starter next year for the quarterback?
God, so much capital was invested in Lance, but the fact that you took him that far, probably Brock Purdy.
Really? So if they make
it, that's what I would do.
They make it to the championship. No, what do you think the team does? Not what you would do.
Oh. I think they would do Brock Purdy. Look what he's done so far.
I don't think they would.
You don't think they would?
I don't. If they get to the title game and they lose, no.
It depends how they lost. Was it his fault?
See, and that's the thing, is that nothing, he hasn't been at fault yet.
Correct. Was it his fault? Is it just the offense they played against just like murdered him?
Or
does he throw 3 picks in the game?
See, and that's the thing, is he right. hasn't done it.
Right.
And you haven't really seen flashes of the potential to do that either.
Right. So
he doesn't really make mistakes.
Right. So it would depend on that. Was it him that caused the loss? Or was it just that the offense overwhelmed the defense?
So based on your answer, because that's the minimum one. Because I think they make it to the title game regardless.
I think they do too. God,
So if they get there and lose, you say that Purdy's a starter next year over Trey Lance.
And again, unless
that makes everything else moot, because if they get to the Super Bowl.
Well, if they get the Super Bowl, then 100% true.
If they lose the Super Bowl.
Doesn't matter.
If they win the Super Bowl with Brock Purdy.
Oh, God. Then they might see about trading Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they think about trading him even if they make it?
To the Super Bowl?
With Brock Purdy.
They probably have to have discussions about that. Because you've literally taken a guy from, what, week 10? When Garoppolo went out, was it week 10, 11, 12? I don't remember.
It would have been like 13-ish.
Okay,
12 fine. Or 13.
And then from 13, you could have easily just lost all these games. Right?
Instead, they've won
14, 15, 16, 17,
8. I think they've won 9 straight games, the Niners have.
That's 5 games.
Yeah.
You could have lost all fucking 5 with Brock Purdy and not made the playoffs. Instead, you won like what? And all had, but one?
And you were contentious to get the number one seed. Like, correct. It was in the cards.
Correct. And you were like a lot of games out of that going in. So, yes, agreed. Yes, if they get to the Super Bowl, 100% true that they have to have that discussion as a group.
All right. That's all I have.
If the Seahawks beat them this week, though, in the wild card, then nothing changes. Brock Purdy's a backup. They get rid of Garoppolo, and Trey Lance is a starter next year.
If the Niners lose to the Seahawks in the wild card round, something's wrong.
But I'm just saying, if that happens, then all that's just lined up.
All right. That's all I got for players to talk about.
All right.
Super Bowl.
Oh, predictions?
Predictions.
Oh, shit bars.
We're going to go. Neither of us have prepared a statement.
No, I have nothing.
So let's start with, do you want to go AFC or NFC first?
You pick.
No, I'm asking you.
AFC.
AFC. All right, let's do.
You really have two choices.
Who's in the AFC title game for you?
I hate to say it, but it's going to be played in Atlanta.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, they decided if the Bills and Chiefs play in the title game, the neutral site is Atlanta.
I thought it was SoFi.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Atlanta.
So, Bills, Chiefs?
Bills, Chiefs.
Oh.
I mean, give you a reason to go against that.
I know.
Right?
It's all right. So, you said Bills, Chiefs. I'm going to go.
I mean,
I hate it.
You can put Cincinnati in there.
Chiefs, Bengals.
You can do that. All right.
I'm going to.
All right.
So, who wins the AFC title game? Who's in the Super Bowl from the AFC for you out of your matchup?
I don't want to. See, my brain says Chiefs.
Yeah.
Because they find a way. I just really want the Bills to get there.
So, who's your official pick?
This is
on record.
Because of the guy that got hurt, and I think the fix is on the Bills.
Chiefs are going to beat the Bengals.
Oh, God. I hate you.
So it's going to be Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
NFC. I see Bills.
NFC title game.
All right, go. You go first this time. Yeah, I went first in the AFC.
All right, so I think it's going to be the Niners versus, I'm trying to remember who's on the other side of the bracket. Because we might have the brackets wrong.
Oh, we certainly could. Oh, God.
Let me fucking look that up.
You better look it up.
Did you hear Nate?
Yes, Nate. Fuck you. We can't hear you, little dick.
That's on the podcast now.
Yep. Fuck you.
Oh, boy. All right.
Here, I'll go put the headset on while you look that up.
Okay, I've got it right here.
On the podcast.
Shit. How do you read a bracket?
Yo.
Take it off.
It's not even on. I'm a dummy.
So let's see. The Chiefs are on that side of the bracket.
Come on. It can be Chiefs-Bills, so we already know this.
It can be.
Yes.
It can also be...
Bills-Bengals?
Yes.
We are good. Okay.
All right, NFC. So I say Niners.
Yes.
Ooh, Niners Eagles.
It can't happen.
Niners Eagles in the championship or the title game.
Can it be Niners Cowboys?
It can.
I'm doing that.
That's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. I'm going with that.
All right, who wins?
Niners.
Niners over Cowboys. I say Niners Eagles. I think the Niners can beat the Eagles.
Right?
Yep.
So we both got Niners. Bill, I have Niners Bills. You have Niners Chiefs.
Niners Chiefs.
There you go.
Who wins? Super Bowl.
Bills.
Chiefs.
We got AFC, so.
Yep.
All right.
And that's just where the power is.
It is.
Because the NFC
has a lot of. By the way, if the Cowboys got to that game.
Yeah, to the title.
I would fucking.
I mean,
I would die.
Let's turn this into the Cowboys podcast real quick.
All right, switch it.
Tampa Bay is beatable.
Super beatable.
On Monday night.
Yeah.
And then whoever wins there moves to the Eagles, I believe.
No, Eagles are number one.
No, so.
Eagles are going to play the worst seed left.
If Dallas beats the Bucks,
we will be the five.
We will play the Eagles if the Vikings win.
Right, because they're the two.
They're the three.
I mean the three.
So, yes.
Who's the two?
Two is the Niners on the other side of the bracket.
Okay, so if they lose, then the Eagles will play the
Seahawks.
Correct. So there's all kinds of shit.
Gross. The Niners are not going to lose to the Seahawks.
Probably not.
Like that. But I'm going to put so much money on
the Niners. Here's the thing. The Eagles beat us without Dak. We beat the Eagles without Hurts. If we were playing the Eagles in the playoffs, it would be the first Hurts-Dak matchup. It would be epic.
It would be epic.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get the hell out of here.
Let's fucking do it. Let's play us out. Christ. Sometime. Maybe today.
Hit play.
I mean, you hit play, but did you really hit play?
What do you mean you gotta download the file?
What file?
Just play the file.
Blake, I swear to God.
There was a problem playing the file.
You're a problem playing the file. Fine. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Small world!
No, I got it. This is all staying in.
Da-da-da.
Small world. Nailed it. 100%.
Have a new podcast.